Texas, where it's super cold still, even though it's getting toward the end of February. I wanted to talk about a few things today. I always want to talk about a few things. The first thing is that I bought this book by Nikhil Goyal called Schools on Trial. And it's got a lot of stuff that made me think, and I've agreed with him. I met Nikhil whenever he wrote his first book when he was 16 years old. Yeah, he's a smart, smart guy. But basically, how smart is he? Yeah, he wrote a book when he was 16. He's famous. He's been on, let's see where he's been on.
Ellen?
MSNBC, Fox, New York Times, written for New York Times, The Nation, written for all these places. He goes to South by Southwest. Anyway, all this stuff, he was on the under 30 list. But his book is all about how we make school better. And things that you probably never would have thought of, I didn't think of when I was in school, about how weird it is and how awful our school system is. One of the things is your learning spaces, where you learn. We now have like a couple of standing desks in our room. Have y'all seen any of the standing desks that we've got?
Yeah. Yeah. You like the glass top?
Right. Yeah. We got really expensive ones that are huge and take up a lot of space. But in school, basically, I mean, what's your school day like? Whenever you come to school, what do you do? Okay, what do you do in your first period class?
I am in a CNA class, and you talk in the beginning, and then you
work. Okay. But for the most part, you're sitting down, right?
Yes.
So you kind of come to school, you get to have some breakfast, you go to your first period, you sit down for about 45 minutes, get up, you have what to get to second period?
Like 5 minutes.
So you have like 5 minutes. What do you do when you get to second period?
Sit down.
Sit down. You see where I'm going with this?
But in my case, first and second is the same period, so she only gives us a 5 minute break and we have to sit.
Well, that's still good that you get to actually have the break, but I mean.
Sometimes we don't get the break.
So, yeah, what about, I mean, so, isn't that weird to be expected to, like, go learn something for 45 minutes at a time and then just stop learning that thing and run to another class and then learn something completely different for 45 minutes? And, part of the thing here, can I read you one little paragraph? That's true. He says, imagine a school where the students are not required to take any tests or classes. Imagine a school where the students are not given grades, no grades. A school where the students and the staff, they run the school together democratically. A school where students are given full freedom over how they learn. Around the school, there are hundreds of these schools.
Where are they?
They're all over. The first example he gave was, and they've been here for a while. It started in 1921 and it's in London. But, and what are your ideas for, I'm not going to go into all the stuff he thinks, but, I mean, to begin with, I don't think they used to be sitting in those horrible little desks.
Ever.
Ever, really?
Ever.
Teacher.
I'm a hands-on person. People learn differently.
Yeah.
And then teachers get frustrated on why we can't, why we don't understand. I'm just like, because we don't learn this way.
So how are you taught, for the most part, then?
While I'm sitting.
So you're sitting.
It's more of, like, they lecture the whole time. And like,
yeah, and it's boring, and it doesn't catch your interest. They don't try to, they don't care what catches your interest. They just want to get it.
Yeah, so I find myself zoned out for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm going to go check and see if everybody's okay over here. Hey, are we okay over here? Okay, cool, because we're recording out here by the fire. So
yeah,
just,
the fire.
Just to let you know, everything that we hear, everything over here. Okay. All right.
Same.
And back. Oh, dear Lord, I almost fell into the fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, but it's so big back there.
It's so hot.
That's all the stuff that, I mean, the things that you said, lecture is not the way people learn. I mean, that's not the way that, if you, especially if you're expected to remember.
For the most part, I fall asleep when she talks.
Well, I mean.
Pretty boring.
Yeah. They don't make it fun.
So, and my class is the same way. I mean, it's, people fall asleep in here all the time.
I don't understand how.
Oh, but not in here. Back in the school, in my classroom, like people fall asleep.
Like, her class, she just talks.
She talks all day.
She talks all class period. Like, read nothing. She just talks.
You look and I'm like, be quiet.
You really
I'm going to ask for nominations for Teacher of the Year here in a little bit, too. I'm going to give you all a Google form for it, because I think that it's a popularity contest, and I don't want it to, like, to just vote for somebody I like. But anyway, so I'm keeping that in mind already. So, lecture is wrong. You shouldn't be lectured to. Hello, we have guests. Yay! We have guests from the Orient today. Come on over and say hi.
Come on,
Shelby. What have you been up to today?
Watch out for the fire.
Yeah,
be careful. Don't want that to. What did we miss today? What happened?
Oh, let me come in.
Oh, you went to the zoo.
Wait.
You went to the zoo here in the United States?
Yeah, no, I went to Africa.
Wait, Asia. Sorry.
Yeah. Someplace far away.
Yeah.
How was that?
That's why
I yeah, we're definitely jealous.
I freaking love this hat. You don't even know.
Like animals. You don't even know.
I paid $10 for it, and this was the best $10 I've ever spent.
Hey, stop taking pictures of your butt.
What is happening?
I got you.
Which is like,
this fell apart quickly.
I can't believe it. Yeah, there's a safe button.
Okay. That was something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what? Since we're going to make this quick, again, I'm not going to go into all the stuff that he talked about, but I think that we need to change the setting of school. I mean, we have one couch, but still, for the most part, you sit in those awful chairs, and teachers all get the nice, cushy chair. But there are places where they have, like, it's nothing but couches and open spaces, and you get to go groups and learn over here. There is a lot to it that we could change. What would you change about this one?
Being able to pick what you want to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make it far in life instead of things
that I figured,
when we got to high school, why did we have to learn, like, extra things, like pre-cal? I don't think we need that. So, like...
But they say that we need it for a credit.
Say if you want to be a doctor.
You need it for a credit. I don't think that there's a whole lot of people that say that you really need pre-cal in your everyday life.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I don't think you'll be told that.
If you want to be a doctor, I think you should study, like... subjects that you want to be a doctor. If you want to be a teacher, I think you should study all the subjects, what the subject that you want to be as a teacher. Like, say if you like computers, you only study computer savvy stuff, like you study technology, graphic design, stuff like that. Yeah. Only that.
That sounds great.
Because you don't need the other stuff.
It's pointless.
Because if that's what you want for your career, that's what a career is. It's something that you're going to stay with.
And then you find yourself further behind others because you have to take certain classes that you really honestly don't need.
Mm-hmm. Like, why should it be so far? Like, and when you get to college, okay, I'm in the CNA class. I want to be a nurse, a pediatric, or whatever. And so, there, when I go to college, I have to take first my pre-works, which is the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to take...
Why should you have to take those prereqs in college?
Yeah. So,
well, we're already...
That's what I'm saying.
Well...
College is still school.
Yeah, but you're actually learning and going towards a common goal of what do you want to be.
Family goals.
Well, hopefully...
I think we should learn that in high school. Aren't they supposed to begin to prepare for the real world? Which we aren't...
I'm not going to argue that. I would say that... I still don't know if I know what I want to do when I grow up. I mean, my degree was in radio and television. I was a radio disc jockey, and then I was like a DJ and stuff, and then worked for TV stations, and now...
You're a teacher.
Yeah, I teach. Well, I do teach video, but I was a bilingual. I mean, really, what I do is I'm a bilingual teacher. I teach, you know, people who are learning two languages or learning English while hopefully trying to learn more Spanish.
Do you know Spanish?
Oh my goodness, yeah, I do.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Well, and it's weird that, you know, I'm from here. It's like, you have to learn from kids. I had to learn from everybody I grew up with. So I'm. That's the point I wanted to make. So that's a great point. What else? That you should be taking. You should be choosing the courses that. Okay. What about school lunch?
It's terrible, dude. It's straight trash.
Why would they give us? Okay. That.
I hear hardly bread.
When Michelle Obama gave us that stuff. You know, I noticed that what like the TV is saying some of it that is true. How salads are $7 and a burger is $3.
It's true.
That does not make sense. And you want to holler about obesity when it's not our fault. Because you advertise things. We don't want to pay all that much for a salad. Why would we eat a salad when we got a $3 burger right here?
I did not, just in case, like, I did not, like, hint at all any of these things. I didn't, like, I'm really just asking you. Because this, all of these things are talked about in that book. So you got food, you got your schedule, you got, how much time you have for lunch.
30 minutes.
I mean, and the fact that every class is regimented, that you got 45 minutes of this class, and then when you could really be interested in something in that class, you don't
stay there all day.
Right, and just learn that stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay, so what else? Jordan, what do you think?
About school?
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think that we, what would you like to change about it?
The fact that everything's just crammed. Like, we just, like you said, like, we have a lot of classes that we have to take, and we only get 5 minutes in between breaks, and then we transition. So,
yeah,
stuff my brain with more pointless knowledge.
Yeah. If anything, it just makes us dumber. Because then we feel dumber. Because we don't understand it.
It sucks when you go up all the way and then you feel like you're done and you're really not at all.
It's always something.
You have just begun.
In 6, 7, and 8. And then a major exam in 2nd and 5th.
We haven't even gotten into exams, but how about the fact that you're preparing for an exam the entire time that you're learning? You're all just getting ready for an exam. You got to pass your EOC, so it's all about pass your EOC, pass your EOC.
I don't think it should be based on even grades, because, it's not...
Y'all are so loud out there, it's crazy, we're trying to be by this warm fire.
They're too far away from the fire to...
Okay. So
the crackling of the Yamaha.
You know how we're all getting prepared for EOC. Exactly. But what I'm trying to say is grades. I don't think grades should be a point of something. What if a kid doesn't get what he's learning? He's gonna keep making bad grades. So if he keeps making bad grades, that's not our fault. That is your fault because you're teaching us.
True. It's the teacher's
attitude. When the teacher gives the person a bad grade, you're like, well, I tried, and you, what's up? You didn't help me. And you didn't teach me right. And then it's ridiculous because, okay, our classes aren't even that big, to be honest. They're not that big.
No, they're not really.
So some kids get it, some kids don't, and it's the very few that don't. And then you still don't want to, like, they'd be like, oh, I'm busy. That's not really our fault anyways for the students here. You want us to pass, but you keep having us fail.
We're the only two people in here.
I have a teacher like that. That's my math teacher, and he does not know how to teach.
So,
no, I'm not saying the name. We're in a campfire.
I've heard great things about him.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to talk down on him. I wish I had him for free.
He's good.
Yeah.
But my other teacher... Man, he goes over things so fast, you're just like, the way he's like, makes it out, he's like, yes, so you do this, and this is why this is with this, and then he's all come over here like, oh yeah, and then you come here. I'm just like, which one's step one? I forgot. Wait, you're going too fast. Slow down. And he's like, we need to get through this. Y'all have a packet. And then right after, we have a packet.
Kind of broke my heart when you said the word packet.
You have one day. You have this period to do a packet. We only have 20 minutes left. Just finish the packet. I'm just like...
Packet.
Front and back. You give us 4 pages front and back, and you want us to do this in one day? You only gave us 20 minutes? Then we got to go to another class with that on our mind.
Hey,
true.
Like, I have to finish this packet. Sometimes I be trying to finish other work in other people's class, and they get all mad. I'm sorry, but I really need this to be done. They'll be like, you're in my class now.
Yeah, and they're like, put it up.
We had a homework chat earlier today where we were talking about, really, should you have homework? That was a big thing, too. That homework should be things that you want to explore. Or you should get to be kids, you know, or you work, or you have athletics, or you have all the other stuff. I'd like to be, we're in a room where we don't have any windows. We're in the middle of school. I'd like to be able to go outside every now and then.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I feel blocked in. Like,
I feel like I'm in prison.
Yeah.
School is prison.
All right, well, we should probably leave it right there. This is exactly what I wanted to hear from you, though. I mean, I probably people are going to feel like I just prompted you to say, I want you to say school is prison, and I want you to say that, you know. But people don't listen to, y'all don't make your opinions known, or people just don't listen to them.
Yeah.
No, people just
I don't know which it is. But
they don't care, honestly.
I love voicing my opinion.
I think the government is...
That's why we get to do this. I get to voice my opinion, too. Like, I can't believe that we're out here trying to record this thing, and they just keep on and on. In my classroom. I mean,
Can't fire.
We should have ended it whenever I said we were going to end it.
All right,
yeah, stay warm, stay woke, see you later. Thanks for watching.
Next
your
voice is Campfire.